Right. On with the show.
Okay. Filed. Stamped. Indexed. Briefed. Debriefed. Or numbered. My life is my own.
Tom Steele, and I have man boobs. I don't know when they first started to appear, but I'm glad they did because they've changed my life.
Oh my gosh, look at his man boobs. They're so big, he should wear a bra.
Yeah, I bet they're at least a C cup.
Hi. My name's Larry, and I have man boobs.
Hi, Larry.
Ew! His man boobs are bigger than mine. He could nurse a child.
Hi, my name's Bob, and yeah, I've got man boobs.
Hi, Bob.
They are so big, he could win a wet t-shirt contest.
As a matter of fact, I did win a wet t-shirt contest. Daytona Beach, 1989. Spring break.
Welcome to Hacker Voice Radio. This episode has been sponsored by Man Boobs. You're listening to us on the 9th of February 2006. We have three people, including me. My name is Bilal. We have Sapphire and Planet Lave in the background somewhere.
Hello.
Hola.
Did you like a little introduction, Man Boob music?
Very good.
On behalf
Start off, is that some kind of GTA radio thing?
If you go to manboobs.co.uk, it's a site dedicated to our I can say I'm a proud member of the Man Moob Club. You get a moob card as well as a free training bra.
I got all excited when you said training bar.
No, I stumbled across the site yesterday.
How on earth do you stumble across a man boob site?
I was bored.
You were Googling for boobs and men.
No.
Can't make up your mind.
I was on a site and there was a link for it. I thought it was interesting, so I thought I'd go and check it out. But it's quite a funny site.
It features some of our most more busty brethren. It's a compelling viewing.
Is Big Daddy on there?
Who's Big Daddy?
Oh, come on. It was a wrestler in the 80s.
No, I don't think so.
Shirley Crabtree?
No.
You don't remember Big Daddy?
Nope.
You kids today. Honestly.
Shut up, you're not that old.
You make me feel it when you don't remember people like Big Daddy. Giant haystacks.
Maybe I was ill that day, I don't know.
So what are we on about tonight?
Man boobs.
Man boobs, first of all.
Was going to be the topic of the show. We're proud to say that we have man boobs, and then we quickly put a t-shirt on.
Yeah.
That's the tagline of the website. I have to just give them shouts out. It did give me quite some giggles. And it looks like LucasAid's outdone himself again with the news finding.
Is there no stopping this man?
No. Have you come across anything today?
A couple of pictures of Angelina Jolie, but I come across them every day.
I haven't shown you the picture I've got.
Oh, ooh.
Angelina Jolie. I showed you it.
Did I? Did you?
Yeah.
Did we?
Did who?
I have to send it to you. It's like a naked picture of her, but it's a guy that done it. He draws pin-ups, like women, pin-up women, and he's done one of Angelina Jolie. And it's
that are into pins?
No. It's quite an amazing picture.
Cool, send it.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, we were watching something on TV, and it showed the vote for the greatest British icon, and it had Lara Croft on there,
yeah.
And I said, "Whoa, look at our polygons," and and Sapphire did a little, God, men.
The saddest thing is, you probably were looking at the amount of pixels,
yeah,
and not the size of the tits.
Her polygons are impressive, Snake. And in the news today, UK fails to prosecute any spammers. UK's information commissioner. One second. Continues to take action to stop junk emailers, despite spamming being outlawed in the UK. You're an outlaw. But should we be worried? That is the question put to us by zdnet.co.uk. More than 2 years after the UK first brought laws out, outlawing the spamming, the Information Commissioner... the Information Commissioner's Office, the ICO, has admitted that it has taken no action against any spammers. According to the latest figures, the ICO has now received 364 complaints about spam, but without great powers, resources, and it stands little chance of tackling the problem effectively. This is a quotation by the ICO. We are still calling for further powers, which the Department of Trade and Industries are aware of, a spokeswoman said. It is understood that the ICO's office has repeatedly told the DTI that it needs sanctions such as stop now powers. Stop now, you spammer. Stop it now. No, stop it. Stop it now! To stop suspected spammers from sending unsolicited junk emails while their case is examined. Well, it just looks like another one of those pointless laws that are brought out with no effect at all. Absolutely no effect. Not too surprised there, mate.
Yeah, it seems like they're doing bugger all
about. Yeah. Your text messaging.
No, I'm not.
Live on air. What are you text messaging?
Nothing.
I can see you text messaging.
I'm not texting anything.
Tell our readers what you are text messaging.
Readers.
Readers, listeners, yes. Same thing. Maybe we have some deaf listeners that have a subtitle thing. I don't know. And this will confuse them a little. Let's just bring it alone. Okay, back on track, I guess. Did you pick up on any one of these news stories? Or did you find it in a...
Yeah, the main one that caught my eye today was the one about Harry Hill that LucasAids reported.
Right.
Actually, I saw this as well before he put the stuff up, and this is something I found interesting. Pretty rare, that. And this is from the Register. Co.UK, damn good news site. Keep giving them shouts out because they do a good job.
Yeah.
ID fraud con men target TV comic Hill. Fraudsters siphoned £280,000 from the bank account of TV comic Harry Hill as part of a scam targeting wealthy people that netted an estimated £500,000. A court heard that an unnamed pair of crooks allegedly used threats to obtain answers to confidential security questions needed to control the bank accounts of prospective marks, including Harry Hill, aged 41. These details allowed fraudsters to set up bogus bank accounts in their victims' names and then transfer money to the fraudulent accounts, where large sums of money were subsequently extracted. Harry Hill, whose real name is, and I never knew this, Dr. Matthew Hall, discovered he was one of five people targeted in the scam after querying a suspicious transaction at his bank, the Halifax. The bank has recovered £150,000 of the money stolen and refunded the remaining stolen cash to its clients. Charmaine Dillon, aged 23, a Halifax customer advisor from Perivale, Middlesex, admits passing on customer details but denies fraud. In court, she claims conmen behind the racket threatened her with violence, and the case continues. Pretty, pretty creepy. So what these guys were doing was threatening people at the bank to give up security-related information on rich people.
Right.
So they can then set up accounts in the same name and dish money around.
Interesting.
Very, very scary.
Yeah.
That you can just go and bully a bank clerk and, you know, net yourself about $500,000.
Mm.
Absolutely mad.
Right, I'm just going to paste that picture of Angelina in the mega IRC channel.
Good stuff.
And just been told by a good friend, TC, that Harry Hill rocks.
Ooh. He does. It's true.
Badgers.
That's a damn good drawing. A lot of attention to detail there.
Yeah.
I thought I was obsessed. Bloody hell.
Don't want to get close to those whips, mate.
I'll save that and use it later.
Thank you, Sapphire.
Good job. Bring us more.
Well, if you want more, go to www.thepinupfiles.com, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. There's more filth. I'll be busy for the rest of the episode.
Yeah. Okay. Now, as many of you may be aware, that some certain images have been released that depict the Prophet Muhammad as a terrorist and have angered millions of Islamists all over the world. Now, apparently, this has spilled over into the cyber world. Islamic hackers attack Danish sites. Protests over the cartoon images of Prophet Muhammad have spilled over into the cyberspace with a series of attacks against Danish and other Western websites. Islamists all over the, are over the publications of the satiric pictures portraying the Prophet Muhammad, first published in the Danish newspaper Jarlandis Posten, has released in 1,000 attacks against web servers, according to the Defacement Archives Zone-H. Danish sites have copped the majority of attacks, but the barrage of assaults has also hit Israeli and other Western web servers. Hacker groups from different Muslim nations have united in attacks that promote both moderate and extreme manifestos. You gotta love that. You gotta love that news. You gotta love that word when they put in a manifesto, as if they have a manifesto. It sounds like a revolution. Some defacements promote the boycotting against Danish products like Swiss cheese. No. That's Swiss. What Danish products? Clocks? No, that's Swiss. What are the Danish famous for? You tell me. I have no clue. while others, such as those by self-styled IIB, Internet Islamic Brigades, threatened suicide bombing on Denmark. The number of politically motivated against attacks against Danish servers gives a small measure of strength of feeling over the issue. Violence during demonstrations over the issues have claimed 10 lives in Afghanistan and elsewhere in the Muslim world. Now that just gives me more motivation to basically say that religion is a bad thing. Full stop. You know, you've got Islamofascists, you've got Christianofascists, you've got Nazi fascists, and all that kind of jazz. And you know, the day that all that's over and done with is a better day for the world. However, those are just my feelings and comments. What do you think about that? Over to whoever.
Is whoever joining us tonight?
Yes.
Good. Over to you, whoever. He's not saying much.
No, it looks like this. His IRC's crapped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Religion's bad. You know. There's one thing that bugs me about this whole thing. The whole cartoon and then the subsequent riots is the main thing that sticks in my head is that they're targeting the Danes. Now, it was originally a Danish newspaper that published these cartoons, and when it got a little bit uppity and people got upset, the Danish paper apologised at the end of January. Now, then, on the 1st of February, papers in France, Germany, Italy and Spain reprinted these cartoons. So, the Danes did something, they upset a lot of people, they then apologised, and everything seemed okay. The next day, four other countries start reprinting these cartoons, and then it really kicks off. There's a lot of violence against the Danish embassies and things like that, but you know, these guys kind of did start it, but they have apologised and said, look, okay, sorry, you know, we were wrong, leave us out of it. The whole fight didn't really start until other countries started reprinting these cartoons. And that's pretty crazy.
It's a bit idiotic, though, isn't it? I mean, it's going to be a fucking... You're really sticking your finger in the fire doing that.
Especially with this stuff with a guy in the UK as well.
Yeah.
Who went along to one of these protests dressed as a suicide bomber.
Yeah, well, fucking knobhead.
He was lucky he didn't get shot.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
I would have shot him.
Well, if they're going to shoot people for, you know, with the, what was it, Charles de Mendes?
Yeah.
John? That guy who was shot shortly after the underground bombings for doing bugger all wrong. The more you look into the story, the more it differs from what was actually reported. The guy did naff all wrong, and he got shot to death. If you're going to go to a protest, there's going to be police there trying to keep things cool. If you go dressed as a suicide bomber, well, first of all, I have to admire the balls on you. But second of all, you're likely to get killed, mate. He's lucky. I think he's back in jail now. Because of a previous drugs charge where he got let off early, then he went out and did this, is now got sent back to jail. But he's lucky he's in jail and not in a morgue.
Yeah.
You know, you go dressed as a suicide bomber around London, people are going to get itchy trigger fingers. That's just the way it is. You really dodged a bullet there, fella.
He's lucky he was in the UK doing that. If he was in America, mate, he would, as you said, he'd bang. Be in the fucking morgue.
Well, yeah, and in the Middle East as well, a lot of these protests have kicked off and the police have started shooting people.
Yeah.
You know, there are deaths now over this cartoon. As you were saying, I've just got the BBC website up here. They've got a great timeline of the events.
Yeah.
So go to bbc.co.uk, find one of the stories on there. It's a really good resource of what happened when. And the latest event they've got is at least 8 people have been killed in Afghanistan as security forces try to suppress violent protests. So now people are dying over a cartoon. It's a very sore point for them because it's part of their religion that the Prophet Muhammad should never be pictured. So it is a real kind of taboo within the Muslim world, and you don't want to fuck around with people when they're that religious. But
sure, I mean, it's just that whole mud hut religion thing. You know, I'm really against that aspect of being so deeply in something that isn't true, and I don't give a shit if somebody tries to. Well, you know, you're free to have your own voice and everything, but there's nothing that can, validate or dignify the taking of another's life by the justification of a god. Nowhere is that a commitment to incitement to murder just because somebody has done something to offend your religion, you know? No matter what religion you are, you've got to take it on the chin, and you can't allow yourself to be persuaded by others. You know, the whole fact of being in a religion is that you are somehow escaping reality, if you see what I mean.
Absolutely. I mean, your views on religion and mine are pretty much the same.
Yeah,
it's not for us. You know, we opt out of it. I don't think the Muslims have actually killed anyone over these protests.
Yet.
They are causing a hell of a ruckus in all kinds of places and setting fire to embassies and causing a big hoo-ha, and that's why the security forces have been called in. And when protesters and police clash, people end up dead.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on at the minute. I really think it's just time they all called it off, sat down and gone, oh shit, hang on a minute, you know, we're out there protesting against this because it offends our religion, but, you know, our protesters are dying. Maybe we should sit down and just protest a different way.
No, I mean,
not go out there with great flaming torches and set fire to embassies, because that's not good for anyone.
Yeah, there's not much organisation for that to happen, if you see what I mean.
That's very true.
Yeah. And also, I have to say, they try and spin it off as a freedom of speech thing. You know, it's the freedom of speech to be able to somehow depict this as you're allowed to mock other religions because that's your freedom. However, I believe, and I might be wrong, but this is my belief, and please do correct me, is that newspapers and media have a responsibility to be unbiased and never to commit such atrocities. When you start doing certain things, you become very, very right-wing. Okay?
Sure.
Especially the way that they did this. It's such an incitement to chaos that they have no backing, you know, on any side, you know, freedom of speech or whatever. They are 100% in the shit with that, you know.
Yep.
And apparently, there was one person shot dead due to this. TC says he thinks it was a priest or something.
Bloody hell. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's freedom of speech, but there's also common sense, and taking the piss out of someone's religion generally leads to people getting very, very upset. It's not as if this is the first time in history it's happened. You upset somebody's deeply held religious beliefs, they're going to get pissed off.
Yeah.
I don't know what they thought was the best that could happen. But again, that's a weird thing that it was published in a Danish paper. Nothing much happened. There were some complaints, and ambassadors were moved here and there, and recalled from embassies, and you know, a bit of a political kind of upset. But it wasn't until it was reprinted in the other papers I still don't understand why papers in France, Germany, Italy, and Spain chose to do it on the same day. That's insane. And that's when it really kicked off.
Now, something we might go into a rant about. That's been released on the BBC. Remember the... If we go back a few episodes and remember the rants about Yahoo and basically grossing out Chinese writers or bloggers, it's stated that a Chinese man has been jailed due to Yahoo again. The internet giant Yahoo has been accused of providing China with information that that led to the jailing of a second internet writer. Media watchdog Reporters Without Borders claimed that Yahoo released data which led to the arrest of Li Xie. The online writer was jailed for 8 years in 2003 after posting comments that criticized official corruption. The last year, Yahoo was accused of giving information to Beijing, which led to the imprisonment of a reporter, Shi Tiao. Reporters Without Borders called on Yahoo to release the names of the internet writers whose identities have been revealed to the Chinese authorities. And quoted righteous procedures. Yahoo spokeswoman Mary Osako insisted that its dealings with China, the company, only responding with what we are legally compelled to provide and nothing more. We are righteous in our procedures and made sure that only the required material was provided, she told the AFP news agency. But she added, the government of China is not required to inform the service providers why they are seeking certain information and typically does not do so. Reporters Without Borders said that it would not be acceptable for those firms to say it simply responded to requests from the authorities without knowing what the data would be used for. The argument no longer holds water. The group said its statement, Yahoo certainly knew it was helping to arrest political dissidents and journalists without just ordinary criminals. Strict control is needed. The government enforces strict laws on internet use, blocking content it considers a threat, my god, including references to Tiananmen Square massacre and notable descendants. But major international firms wanting to do business in China, the world's number one internet market, are coming under increasing pressure from right groups not to conform to Beijing's conditions. Four major US-based companies, Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, and Cisco, have been accused of collaborating with China to censor the internet. In September, Yahoo was accused of helping Chinese authorities identify Shi Tao, who was sentenced for 10 years, 10 fucking years, in prison for April 2005. Google came under the first month. Can you imagine 10 fucking years? Pedophiles only get like 3 or 4. Google came under the first month under the announcements it would block politically sensitive terms on its new China websites, in agreement with conditions set by Beijing. US lawmakers are due to meet later this month to discuss the ethical responsibilities of US-based internet companies doing business in China. I think it's a motherfucking disgrace right there, guys.
It's true. Should be fucking ashamed of themselves.
Can you imagine 10 years for writing an article? Just voicing your freedom of speech. Well, you know, apparently it's illegal. It's illegal now in China. Well, it always was.
It's hard to imagine over here.
It's just, I mean...
It's so different.
You know, take what we do. We'd probably both get 10 years for just doing this radio broadcast.
Right, I'm out of here.
Wait. I mean, if we were in China. Now, I know that we get quite a few... Well, not quite a few, but numerous hits from Asian listeners. So, you know, it'd be really good if they can actually send us an email and tell us what their thoughts are on this. If you wish to do so, send an email to radio@hackervoice.co.uk and make your voice heard. Also, feel free to join our Frapper page, which can be found at frapper.com/hackervoice.
Very good.
Yeah. Any news from you?
Not really. Unfortunately, my Gmail's got the major arse-ape with me for some reason. So all the links I sent to myself today, of which there were two, and one I've already read out, I can't get to the other one. So,
yeah.
What a bugger. But I'm just skim-reading an article that LucasAid sent. But I've not really read it yet, so...
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, I guess I can talk a little bit about Halo 2.
Oh, bugger, that was the one I was going to do.
Oh, okay, alright.
No, I haven't read it yet.
No, you do that one then. You do that one, sorry.
Alright, man.
I thought you might, because, you know, you are the gaming representative of Hacker Voice Radio.
Gaming geek, yeah.
So, as not to steal your thunder, feel free to,
That's my thunder.
I stole it.
Let's have a quick look at this. Halo 2 gamers face Vista upgrade. Halo fans will have to upgrade their computer if they want to follow Master Chief's adventures on the PC. Microsoft has announced that the PC version of Halo 2 will only work with a new version of Windows, which is called Vista. The decision could make it expensive for many to play the game if they have to buy the new version of Windows and probably upgrade the hardware on their PC. Microsoft has given no definite release date for Vista, but it is expected to be available by the end of 2006. Yep.
Damn them to hell.
That's the main bit which caught my eye. Why? First of all, why? Why the hell are they doing this?
Well, why? Let's throw a three ideas.
Why not?
Yeah, first of all, why not?
We're, if it's Microsoft. A very popular computer game.
Well, why do you think Sapphire?
I don't know, I'm not really into games.
I'm not really into games. Yeah. There we have an answer. They're not really into games, they're just into money.
Hey!
What? They're not
what?
Really...
Oh, I thought you were talking about girls.
Actually, now that you mention it, that does...
It works as well.
It works as well. See? You completed your own crossword puzzle there. How pwned are you? Yeah, what do you think about that one then?
I think it's absolute bollocks. Basically, my suspicion is they're going to release Vista not pretty soon, but eventually. And they need a killer app. And they're hoping Halo 2 will be the killer app for Vista, as Halo 1 was for the Xbox. They're thinking people will upgrade to Vista only to play Halo 2. And that's just... retarded, quite frankly. It's a really stupid idea. It won't work. By the time Vista comes out, Halo 2 will be so old, it will be considered retro gaming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already out on the Xbox. So, if you want one, you can get a cheap Xbox. Because the 360 is kind of out there.
Well, it's already out there, price. Yeah.
Well, it is out there. You'll have a tough time finding one, although I've recently seen this past week more stock on the shelves.
Right.
So, around where I am, you can actually buy one, and I was very tempted to get one.
Was that before the whole bandwidth thing or after?
Oh, that was before, definitely.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Oh, mama.
You know, it would be like... The amount of money that we have to spend on this is like the equivalent of two high-spec Xboxes.
And then some.
And then some, yeah. I mean, could you imagine? We could just buy ourselves two high-spec Xboxes.
And a few games and a few add-ons. And, yeah.
One of those dildo add-ons or whatever. Wi-Fi brain chips.
There's no way I'm buying a Windows-compatible brain chip.
No.
It'll only get patched every week. But yeah, it's a bad, outdated move, what they're doing here. It won't work. You cannot make people upgrade to Vista purely for a game that's already out now. Especially with the prices of current generation Xboxes.
Mm.
It's not going to work. So that's why it bugs me. I don't understand it. It seems like they're trying to do something clever, but it's so obvious that it's flawed. I don't know. I just can't see anything in Vista that they really need to do it on a technical way. So,
well,
strange. If anyone knows any different, please email in radio@hackervoice.co.uk because
there's definitely something. There's definitely something to do with the architecture of Vista that's being developed. The whole thing is going to be a huge GUI system whereby you have these massive graphical layers. The whole thing will no longer be handled by standard VGA processing or your Northbridge processor. It'll be handled by the graphics card, whereby all the processing will probably go through AGP of the GUI, and I think people will be buggered on that side because you'll find maybe some things won't be as compatible, although they are stating that they will open up certain development systems. I think one of them was mentioned as Ajax or something like that. Other things as well with the GUI. Well, we'll have to see. I mean, most of the stuff that they've released looks like advertising systems built into the operating system, whereby advertising toolbars or taskbars will be fed through RSS feeds and all that kind of jazz, which is, you know, a pain in the fucking ass.
Yeah.
Oh, and also just to announce that TC has is willing to donate £100 to our bandwidth cost.
Top man.
And he's asking how he wants the money to be transferred. Now, naturally, I would say by alcohol, but but seeing as we do actually have to pay for this,
we can't afford alcohol anymore.
Yeah,
so.
I guess it would be either through PayPal or by envelope or by person or whatever you feel comfortable with.
Whatever way is cool, that's good with us. Thanks, man.
Yeah,
we do appreciate it. God bless you. Or whoever you believe in, bless you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Atari.
Big spaghetti monster.
Sinclair.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Clive Sinclair, bless you.
Now, you were talking about Microsoft brain chips earlier. Well, listen to this story. Chips that really get under your skin. And not those ones you get from the chippy. With the vinegar and salt and stuff, which are really nice and tasty for 99p. San Francisco, without the white headphones, how will anyone know you're listening to an iPod? My God. Researchers state, researchers at the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology, KASTIC, weren't concerned with such weighty questions when they developed a chip that allows you to listen to an iPod using your forearm as a transmitting wire for the audio signal. The chip was designed... I'm just thinking, What about an anal probe? The chip was as detailed as one of the several presentations during a session called Silicone in Biology. And the I've got a few of those, mate. Fucking boobs. At the International Solid State Circuits Conference, here on Tuesday. Low power consumption was a common design thread throughout the several different chips presented in the university researchers. The need to reduce power consumption for chips has become a mantra for the PC and server processor industry. But low power consumption takes a new meaning when referring to chips that will be inside a human body or on the skin. Kestk has built a prototype chip that will solve some of the problems encountered by setting up personal area networks that take advantage of the human's ability to conduct electricity. This is some serious motherfucking bio shit. Computer scientists have long envisioned a connection with numerous personal electronic devices, the advantage to show you fan carriers around each day, but without wiring those devices together. It's impractical, and Bluetooth connections are prone to interference, said Xiong Yang Song, a professor at KSK. Other groups have explored ways of using the body itself as a network cable, motherfuck, Matrix style, right fucking there. The chip technology and power used, the data rates were too slow for effective communication, Song said. The chip uses a wideband signaling to reduce power consumption while boosting data rate. The chip sends low power impulses across a wide width of frequencies rather than sending a high power single signal down a narrow frequency. The researchers modified an iPod Nano and an earphone with its test chip for demonstration purposes. A user would need to keep a finger constantly pressed to a conductor on the iPod. Again, why not an anal probe? Which would send an audio signal through the arm to the earphone, and chips can produce data rates of up to 2 megabits per second while consuming less than 10 microwatts, Song said. Now, that's some serious motherfucking cybernetic shit right there, buddy. I think we're fastly approaching a Borg age.
That sounds absolutely awful.
Yeah.
I don't know why the hell people would want this. Oh,
yeah.
There goes the phone. Oops. Accidentally hung up on them. Yeah. Who on earth would want an iPod embedded in their body?
I'm sure that's important.
Is that you?
No.
If it goes a third time, I'm going to have to pick it up actually. Okay. And go mute. Yeah. I don't understand why anyone would want gadgets like this plugged in under the skin.
I don't know.
Especially with the evolution of electronic goods. You look at the iPod and how fastly it evolved and all the different variations you can get on it. It's like, here's the iPod, here's the better iPod, here's the higher capacity iPod, here's the one that can do photos, here's the one that can do videos, here's the really slim one, here's the one that's the shape of a stick of gum. It's hard to bloody keep up with them. I wouldn't want that stuck in my arm and have to go down the NHS every 3 months and go, oh yeah, can you slice that out? I want the new one that can do video and 3D imaging and all that bollocks. I really don't want technology in my body, but I am old and stuck with the stuck in my ways. To me, it's terrifying.
It is very scary stuff, frankly. Isn't it, man? Yeah. But I guess that's kind of like a natural progression in technology. Man just seems to be wanting to be closer to its destroyer, you know? Soon, very quickly, these things will have some sort of AI. Eventually, we'll make artificial robots that we can communicate through a sort of nano brain function. And very quickly, these things will get, pissed off and rebel and form their own alliances, form their own cities. Soon we'll have to start trading with them. Then we'll be taken over by them. And then a war will break out, and we'll be the slaves, and they'll be the masters. And then eventually they'll, the only way we can blow them up is by blacking out the sky. Which, they'll just adapt and make us into batteries. Oh shit, that's the plot of Matrix, sorry. Yeah. I knew that sounded familiar for some way.
Didn't this already happen? Oh no, it was a movie.
Yeah, damn. As so many things in my life are. Wait, did I dream that, or did it happen, or was it just a movie? You're right there. What's wrong? Your eyes. You're crying.
No.
Why?
The smoke.
The smoke. Well, I'm sorry. I'll stop setting things on fire then. God, women.
It's true, saying? Listeners. Hacker voice makes the ladies cry. I always suspected it.
No, it's not a fire. It's your screensaver.
My screensaver. Oh yeah, yeah.
Obscure IT crowd reference. Yes. There.
Sorry, I should stop doing that.
Did you did you hear about the news story? Man eats a 50-year-old chicken for his golden wedding anniversary. Oh my motherfucking god!
Crazy.
Let's talk about this for a second. A sentimental husband in Devon, Greater Manchester, has celebrated his golden wedding anniversary by eating a 50-year-old chicken. Les Lively has been saving the tin of whole cooked chicken in a jelly from a buffet he had at his bride bell and received as a wedding gift in 1956. He kept hold of the tin through numerous house movies, he kept hold of it even though he moved house a lot of times, explained in the BBC. I always said on my 50th wedding anniversary, I'm going to eat that fucking chicken, alright? he added, it was alright, but didn't taste like chicken. The couple ate everything else in their wedding hamper, but just with post-war rationing still in effect, the whole canned chicken was a rare delicacy, Les reported. It just tasted like an ordinary chicken, a little bit salty, but it was in my fault for not cooking it like it should have been done. the man is subsequently died from food poisoning. No, I'm just kidding. Apparently his wife is not too impressed with her husband's romantic gesture. If it was a diamond ring or something like that, that would have been different, mate. Les apparently has felt no ill effects from the facilified feast. Experts say tinned food can last almost indefinitely if sealed properly. Through the normal shelf life is about 6 months. Indeed, a panel of food scientists recently tested several foods from the 70s and found many were still palatable or edible, or you can munch them. Food science professor Ted Labuza from the University of Minnesota told Wired last year that 7-year-old canned chicken he had eaten was still very edible. Indeed, with ancient chicken eating world records safely back in British hands. Oh my god. Les has now plans to put the empty tin up for sale on eBay. It's part of history, he says. Indeed, sir. You are now going to get a lot of money for eating 50-year-old chicken, mate. God, if I thought of that, eh?
I don't think he's going to get shit.
No.
No, you read this story and you think, what a nutter.
Yeah, fair enough.
Who the hell's going to queue up and go on eBay and go, I really want the tin that that guy ate the 50-year-old chicken out of. Oh, man, that would be so great in my collection of old tins that people have eaten things out of. The guy's got a screw loose, quite frankly.
Possibly.
I can understand him from the story. I can understand him hanging on to it at first. He says, in 1956, when him and his wife were first married, tinned chicken was quite a delicacy because rationing was still in place.
Yeah.
50 years later.
No,
surely you should have got to 1966 when we won the World Cup and gone, hooray, I'll celebrate with some old school tinned chicken. 50 years, you're lucky you didn't die, frankly.
What an idiot.
It does say that it could, tin food can last almost indefinitely if sealed properly. He had no guarantees.
But
this is... Sorry?
My mum kept some of her wedding cake from her wedding, and I ate some, and this was like... She got married. When did I can't remember when she got married, but it was like
25 million years ago.
Yeah, something like that. But I had some cake when I was about 15. That was about 3 years ago, and it tasted fine.
Was it green?
No ill effects?
No, I was fine. No ill effects. No.
Was it kept in like what is it kept like?
Tupperware box.
Oh, okay. You must have been fucking hungry to do that.
No, I must admit, I was stumbling through the fridge one night, and I thought, ooh, let's try
cake.
That. I thought, let's try that.
Oh, dear.
I feel like death.
I'm going to end it all. 30-year-old wedding cake.
It was like fruit cake.
Oh, yeah. Wedding cake's horrible anyway.
No, I like wedding cake.
Do you?
Yeah.
She's been married 10 times.
I,
I only do it for the cake.
That's it. When I die, I want to be put in a 6-foot Tupperware box and stored in the fridge. Cheap cryogenics. Just don't eat me in 50 years' time.
The DIY cryogenics.
Oh, yeah.
One.
What's the largest
size
Tupperware box you have? I need one the size of a coffin.
6x4. Self-sealing.
Seal me up and bury me in the garden. I'll come out when the Martians have taken over.
They can revive you from your slumber and use you as their sex toy.
Oh, good God.
Hopefully they would have all evolved into Angelina Jolie.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. That is in my alien dreams.
I wonder if people do get cryogenically frozen and then in the future they find them and don't know what they are.
Yeah.
And go, oh, maybe it's like that old
story. Maybe it's
story.
A salad.
Well, maybe it's like that old news story we found on the register when a bloke ate really old chicken. Let's try it. I think it's chicken.
Yeah.
It's got five fingers.
It tastes like chicken.
Two eyes, a mouth. Oh, it tastes like it, yeah. That must have been chicken. It couldn't have been an old human, surely. But I reckon that guy is absolutely bonkers.
Yeah.
How old is he, anyway?
I
doesn't
know.
Say, does it?
Yeah.
But if he was married in 56, he must have been... 20 at least,
yeah.
I'm going to guess at. So he's obviously 70-odd. He's losing his marbles.
Yeah,
that's all there is to it.
I mean, seeing what would compel a man to eat 50-year-old tin of chicken? Seriously, you'd throw that shit out, you know, after like three months. You're like, oh, it's going fucking, oh, it's growing hair. You throw it out, you know? For the love of chicken.
You must have got suspicious when they stopped making that line of chicken in tins. Because I've never heard of Buxton whole-cooked chicken in jelly.
No,
sounds
I've never
awful.
Heard of tinned chicken at all, no. Maybe tinned, like...
Spam.
Spam, yeah. Or, I don't know, like, pickled onions or, I don't know, some crap like that, I guess. But we digress.
Another thing of the story is his wife said it would have been different if it was a diamond ring or something like that.
I mean,
she must have been so upset.
Yeah.
Happy 50th wedding anniversary. Now you can watch me eat some chicken.
Yeah, where's the chicken?
Oh, great.
You cunt.
Is that all he got her for 50 years of marriage? Wow. You get to watch me eat chicken. What a bastard.
I bet he was planning it all along.
Oh.
Woman dies of broken heart, man eats chicken.
And dies of cancer. Chicken cancer.
Dies of bird flu.
At least, like, get it tested before you eat it or something.
Yeah.
Might have, like, AIDS or something, God knows. I guess it didn't really have that
German
much
nerve
long.
Gas in it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe it's a suicide ploy.
That backfired and spilled all over the media.
Stay back or I'll eat the chicken. I'll do it. Oh, what a weirdo.
Yeah. Anyway, we're running out of time as we speak. So let's close things off so that I can go to sleep. Anything else to speak about before we end?
No, I'm good.
Cool.
Yourself?
Not really, no. I'm good on all fronts. So, good night from me, then.
Night from me.
Good night from me as well.
As always, you can reach us by sending an email to radio@hackervoice.co.uk. Visit our website and forums at www.hackervoice.co.uk. And as always, good night, and we'll catch you tomorrow. However, Planet Lave, you won't be here tomorrow, will you?
I won't, no. I'm taking an evening off.
For the 99th episode.
Yeah, episode 99. Yeah. Good work, 99.
So we're just coming up with some ideas what to do for our 100th episode. And the ending music is Zol, No Death in Iraq.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
You know, it took me like a criminal.
We should defend ourselves.
You know, it took me like a criminal.
I'm making a case to destroy a system based on class, religion, and race. Democracy for a few. The world's full of space as we sue. Urban base. Real justice is just a flavor we never get to taste. We run like rabbits in a fox chase. Our efforts consistently misplaced. We're facing incoming violent storms. Can capitalism ever be reformed? Can we make change by just signing forms? I only wish my words could keep people warm. For peace and change, you see I'm torn. If the people are sheep, then it's time they're shorn. In anomic bliss, we stagger through life, simply missed. On this class life we grist. Don't have dark skin and fly, 'cause you're at risk to be harassed and frisked. How long will we fence sit and watch the poor dying? To motivate you while I'm trying. Tips program, got our own people spying. The Constitution is being denied. An all-out attack on our rights. It seems they're prying. The Bill of Rights defied. All we did is blink an eye. And now we're the devil's bride.
Today, the lowest level political up to the president used another surefire gimmick to guarantee victory.
We worship nothing in this land of idols, and nor will we just stand idle. Spit the bit out, buck the system out the saddle. We won't fight your dirty war, nor your stock market saving battle. No laser guided bomb doom, another attempt to kickstart an economic boom. No more death for oil, no more Iraqi highway tombs. You must be daft to think that we won't fight against your draft. You better decide now whether or not you'll participate in this patriotic and nationalistic hate. Real American, I'll bear arms against the capitalistic death and drug dealing state. On TV, I watch you beat my others, and they always seem to have the same colors. Jails filled to the rim, just a concrete slave ship full of lower class sisters and brothers. Economic victims in a parallel world, we'd be with them. I'm a steady...